And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Scott Spears back with you on this Thursday, March the 30th, 2017. 1:13 coming up on 1:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a very interesting program coming up this hour here on the Now program. We are going to talk with Ali Havil. I know I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Ali's going to point this out for me. It's Ali Havilia, I think. We're going to get to that in a second. Talking about the health in Marion County and the health in Ohio of a recent study, which I'm sure you all read today in the Marion Star, and it's also on our newscast. But before we get to this, we do have some breaking news here. Everything's breaking news now, but this truly is. We know about the bank robbery yesterday, so I'm going to fill you in on this, but there's some updated news here. On March 29th at about 4 p.m., officers from the Marion Police Department responded to the Huntington Bank in downtown Marion for a report of a robbery that had just occurred. The suspect provided a note demanding money and was given an undisclosed amount. Through the investigation, a suspect was developed, and today, the 30th, March 30th, at about 12 p.m., she was arrested in the 200 block of West Columbia Street and taken to the Multi-County Correctional Center. Her name has been released. The person arrested is Heather Rizzo, 43 years old, of Marion, and right now the charge that's been levied against her is robbery. So, in regard to the bank robbery yesterday at the Huntington Bank in downtown Marion, we now know that the suspect is Heather Rizzo. She has been apprehended, 43 years old, and the charge is robbery. So that is the new news. But on to this very, very interesting story that came about yesterday. First time I had a chance to read it, but like I said, a lot of people talking about it today as it was in the Marion Star. It was on our newscast. It said that Marion was 68th out of the 88 counties in Ohio in health, and also talked about the other counties, and apparently all the counties that touch us are not as healthy. Well, somebody who's going to fill us in and take us through this is Ali Havilia. Ali, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Good, doing well. Great. Did I get the last name right at all, any time?
It was close. I'm Havrilla. Ali Havrilla.
Havrilla.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Is there an R in there?
There is, an R and a V.
Oh, see, I didn't have the R written down. Maybe that's what I have wrong. Havrilla. Now, see, I can do that.
There you go.
Perfect. Ali, what is your position, and what was the organization that compiled this study?
Yeah, so I am a community coach with County Health Rankings and Roadmaps, and we're a collaboration between the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute.
And how often are these studies done? Has a study like this been done before? How does this happen?
Yeah, so this year marks the 8th year that the County Health Rankings have been released. The first year was 2010, and I would encourage folks to visit our website at countyhealthrankings.org if they're interested in seeing not only the snapshot for this year, but previous years as well.
So how long does the process take to come up with the final list?
So we have a great team of data scientists up at the University of Wisconsin that work year-round on collecting the data and completing the analysis to prepare for the annual release each spring.
So how is this done? What do they do there that, not being in Ohio obviously, what do they do to make this list happen?
Yeah, so the rankings start with data sets collected by organizations that many of your listeners might be familiar with, the CDC, a couple of other big data collection agencies. And then once those data sets are released to us, we work to then create the rankings using this broad definition of health that really shows how health is more than just medical care. You know, it's access to education, good housing, jobs, things like that, again, beyond medical care.
Now, it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong as I read the article today, that this year there was a focus put on basically how long you live, life expectancy, and how these factors factor in?
Yep, you're absolutely right. So one of our key findings across the nation is that premature death rates are rising, and drug overdose deaths are by far the single leading cause of premature deaths, especially among Americans aged 25 to 44.
Now, I guess the question is, because one of the interesting things that is always brought up, and you might have the answer to this, in Ohio, obviously there's a drug epidemic all across this country, and people are dying younger because of it. In Ohio, when you look at the counties, is it pretty standard through all the counties that people are dying at that rate, or is Marion at a higher rate than other counties, or is there a certain place in Ohio that has a higher rate than other areas?
Yeah, so like I said, you know, premature death rates are on the rise, and this trend has been consistently worse in rural counties across the country, and so that's a pattern that we see borne out in Ohio. And when you look at Marion County in particular, and this is coming from the county health rankings snapshot for Marion County, in 2016, the premature death rate was 7,700 years of potential life lost. And this year, in 2017, the premature death rate is 8,200 years of potential life lost. So that indicates that, you know, in Marion County, the premature death rate is rising, and so it might be something for folks across multiple disciplines, education, community development, community foundations, policymakers, to maybe sit down and talk about what is going on at the local level. What's causing this, and then what are the opportunities to work together?
Well, here's something interesting that comes to mind. Being in Marion County, I would not call us a rural community. Certainly the counties that touch us that were mentioned in the study, Union County, other counties of that nature, Morrow County, for one, are certainly much smaller than us in population. So if we have a higher population of premature deaths, I would think that's probably because we have maybe double, triple their population.
So, and that could be perhaps one cause of it, and I think that's where we encourage folks to, again, the collaborative partnerships to really think about what the data, you know, so if the data is one part of the equation, sort of the story and what is happening in community is the other part of the equation.
Well, I guess what I'm just asking here as an honest question, and maybe to fill people in, because it looked to me like a lot of the data is dealt in numbers, which are the numbers that you just gave us, and I certainly don't doubt those numbers. But wouldn't it be a better accurate answer, or maybe a more accurate report, if it was percentage? Because, like I say, we just have a higher population, a much higher population, than all the counties that touch us. That's just a question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because
I don't know that I've ever thought of it that way.
Because what I was thinking of when I was looking at this was every county that touches us pretty much is a smaller county when you look at the population numbers. Now, yes, I imagine we probably have more people that die of premature death than counties that surround us. But we also have a population of over 60,000 in the county, Marion County. None of those other counties even come near that touch us.
Yeah, okay. And so I think this will help you out, Scott. So when you're looking at the years of potential life lost and that number within the county health ranking snapshot, that measure is presented as a rate per 100,000 people in the community. And it's also age adjusted. That's getting beyond your question, but it's also age adjusted to the 2000 U.S. population. So there's some age adjusted. So there's some modeling going on behind the data. And all of the methods around our measures, again, are available with, on our website within the snapshot.
Oh, absolutely. So, certainly, and I'm not questioning what your methodology is. I that was a question I had because I could not figure out, because the story that ran in all the newspapers, which was just a story I think picked up from the report, was that we had a higher rate per person in Marion than these other but I thought, well, how could we not? I mean, it's just, it would be impossible not to have a higher rate, considering we're double, triple the size of some of these counties.
Yeah, and so I think the thing to remember is that the data is taking into account population for that measure and has been modeled to take that into account.
Just because the report that we got did not mention that, if you take a small county, any one of them, it wouldn't matter, around us, what is the ratio? How much higher is our ratio than theirs for premature death?
Yeah, so since I'm not in Marion, could you give me a county to take a look at?
Union County is Morrow County is close. And what was Marion County's number again in the ratio?
So 8,200 year for 2017. Years of potential life lost.
Okay. And that's out of how many people? Our total population?
Per 100,000 people.
Per 100,000 people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, now that's a question I would... We don't have 100,000 people. So how is that number accurate?
That is the... That is the methodology and the modeling that part of our data scientist team work on, and I don't want to get in. It gets pretty into the weeds.
I understand.
But,
yeah.
I would say two things. Our team is available to help and answer any questions around the specific measures and models, and there's get help and contact us buttons throughout our site. So I would definitely encourage folks who do want to know, jump in and reach out to us and give us a call.
So I just to clarify, and trust me, I'm glad you came on today, and I'm enjoying this conversation.
Yeah.
I hope you are too. But it's just so I guess for people listening, the bottom line is this 8,200 is not actual. This is a projection based on a methodology that would be based on 100,000 people. Is that correct in what I'm saying?
So say that for me one more time, just so I can hear what you said.
When you said the ratio in Marion County is 8,200 per 100,000 people, but we don't have 100,000 people, so it's based on the methodology that they use to come up with that data. So the 8,200 people who died prematurely, that's not actually a number of people who died in Marion County prematurely, because we don't have 100,000 people to base that on. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Well, correct. And I would just emphasize that it's not 8,200 people. It's years of potential life lost before age 75. So think about it this way. If a young person dies in a car accident at age 25, that represents 50 years of potential life lost.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I tell you why this is interesting, and this is a great conversation to have, because it's not your fault, and I don't think it's our fault, but a lot of the... And do you like this? A lot of people will read this in newspapers. And in our hometown newspaper, the headline is Marion County Health Rankings Low. Now, that's the byline, because it ranks us 68 out of 88 counties. Now, a lot of people don't read the story. In actuality, that's kind of a bit of a misleading headline. If you don't get into the weeds of the story and go to the website and check out everything that's being used to put in there. It's not necessarily that we're dying sooner here. It's just based on the methodology that's being used per 100,000 people. That's the numbers that work have been projected, I guess.
Right, and I would also say, you know, it does provide rankings provide this exactly what you're highlighting today, a sense of where the strengths and weaknesses are, and so folks can know where to focus their local efforts. And so when I was looking at Marion County's snapshot, I saw some strengths in the areas of clinical care where the rank for Marion County is actually 52 out of the 88 counties in Ohio.
Right.
So there's some really good stuff going on there that shouldn't be ignored, because while we say that health is more than just access to medical care, that is still a piece of the puzzle.
Well, two things I want to go through that I think are very important. The first thing is because there was such a concentration on life expectancy, is the life expectancy in Marion lower than other places? I couldn't ascertain that from the article. I got that we have lower areas. There are certain areas where we're low, but is the actual life expectancy lower here? We have factors that could account to lower death, but is the actual life expectancy lower?
So we, again, we don't look at life expectancy. We look at years of potential life lost. And I think the takeaway around that measure is that the years of potential life lost per 100,000 people, and I understand that there's not 100,000 people in Marion County, did increase from 2016 to 2017. And so my thought when I look at that would be to look at what are the factors within the rankings model that might be contributing to potential future poor health. And so I would really look to the social and economic factors, such as poverty rates and unemployment, and think about what opportunities exist for strategic partnerships and collaboration.
And that's what I wanted you to take us through. I wanted you to kind of take us through the things that were looked at and where we rank as opposed to the state.
Yes. So if we start with the social and economic factors, like I said, so first of all, when we start talking about the things that impact our health, those are the factors that are modifiable within community through great folks coming and working together to improve health. And so in Marion County, the social and economic factors rank is 80 out of 88. Either what is going on already that can be built upon and raised up and strengthened, or what new initiatives are needed, maybe because opportunities or gaps exist within the county.
So economic, where are those numbers derived from? I think it's interesting that it's that low. That's pretty low.
Mm-hmm. Give me one second. I'm just going back. So our data sources come from a couple of different places, which, you know, when we started out the conversation, you asked the great question about how do we even get to these rankings. And so within social and economic factors, we're pulling from a couple of different sources to pull that data together for communities.
Right. And 80 out of 88. Now, again, this is economic, right? Strictly economic.
In what we would refer to as the social and economic factors, yes.
Right. So social and economic would be average income being lower and income disparity. Is that what we're looking at here?
Yeah. So in the measures that we rank in the social and economic factors, and I'm just going to run through these, are high school graduation, some college, unemployment level, children in poverty, income inequality, children in single-parent households, social associations, violent crime, and injury deaths.
Okay. And now these are based on actual statistics of people I would have guessed an average income for Marion County, which we do have somewhere, that was probably looked at. That also, what is the crime rate here? Now, is that again based on the 100,000 to come up with the ranking, or is that just in comparison? Because I guess what fascinates me about the whole thing, and trust me, I wasn't that great in math, so I'm not the best person to ask about this, but what fascinates me is there are certain counties we are bigger than, and one of the concentrations of the story that was put out was that none of the counties that touch us had as low a health rate as we did. But again, what struck me as odd about that is that all the counties that touch us are much smaller than we are. So if you would go into something like this and say high school graduation rate is a perfect example, we probably do have a lower high school graduation rate, but we also probably have three times as many people in high school than other areas. So I don't know. It's just an interesting thing, I think, to look at.
I think to the extent possible where we have the opportunity, we've adjusted for population. So, yes, some of the measures in the social and economic factors are adjusted for population. High school graduation, actually, though, is one that is not. So high school graduation is the percentage of the ninth grade cohort that graduates from high school in 4 years.
Now,
so that is a true number for your county.
When we look at when people look at Ohio, I mean, I think they immediately think of Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland. Do the biggest populated cities, do they rank well in health? Because I didn't see that in this report, and again, I didn't go to the webpage. That's my mistake. But do those cities rank well? The counties that those cities are in.
Help me out and give me one of the cities that one of the counties that one of those cities is in.
I think Cuyahoga County. Does Cuyahoga County rank well?
No, Cuyahoga actually ranks lower. In the lower part of the state, it ranks 65 out of 88.
And let me get Columbus here, because actually I don't have that information either, but I can get that information momentarily here. Franklin County.
I'm working on pulling it up.
Yeah.
So Franklin, it's in the middle. It's 49 out of 88.
And then Cincinnati would be Hamilton County.
And it's 58 out of 88.
Do you think
and
it's...
Go ahead.
Do you think it's interesting that the three most populated cities, the counties that they are in, none of them rank above the middle? But yet, I would say they probably have greater access to YMCAs. I bet more people visit the YMCA in those three cities than any city in Ohio.
Yeah, well, and I think what you're highlighting and what this conversation has really highlighted for me is that the rankings do really start to show us that not everyone has the same opportunity to be healthy. So where you live really does matter to your health. And on top of that, the factors or the drivers that are influencing both opportunities to be healthy and factors contributing to poor health look different in each community. That said, I think there's great opportunity to look to your neighboring counties. You know, you've brought up the neighboring counties around Marion and think about what can be learned and shared between counties.
So if we go back to Marion, because I do want to run through this, and we just started with social and economic there, what were the other factors that were taken into account to comprise this list?
Yeah, give me one second to jump back. So within the county health rankings, we have two main sections. We look at health outcomes, which is length of life, and we've talked about that, and we measure length of life in terms of premature death, and then quality of life. So that's what makes up your health outcomes. When we look to health factors, and again, these are the areas that we view as opportunities for communities to work together. So things that can be modified to improve the health of a community. And so we look at health behaviors, and that's going to include things like adult smoking, access to healthy food, access to exercise activities, teen births. Those are all included as part of health behaviors. We also include clinical care, which we've touched on a little bit today, and that looks at access to primary care physicians, dentists, preventable hospital stays, and we've talked about social and economic factors. And the last part, but also important, is the physical environment, which includes air pollution, quality of drinking water, housing conditions, and it looks a little bit at commuting and driving alone to work.
How does Marianne look in that part, the environmental? Quality of water, things of that nature.
So for the physical environment, Marianne ranks 74 out of 88 in Ohio.
Now that would worry some people around here. Why is that? What is that based on?
So these are a couple of different data sources. I would encourage folks in Marion County. So one of the things that we've talked about even within our team is that the physical environment portion of the data is a great starting point for conversation, but there are in a lot of cases more local data available. So we would encourage folks to look at air quality, drinking water, housing conditions, because it's important to health. But also use some local data to help tell the story. Because there's a lot of folks in community that are doing great work collecting local data as well.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that came up during one of the morning programs this morning here on the station, because this is actually a very talked about article today being shared on Facebook and things here locally, is that our YMCA is one of the most busy places. It's extremely busy. And they just opened up a couple new fitness places here on one of the busiest roads in town. They seem to be constantly busy. And I think a lot of people saw this report, and maybe just the headline. Maybe they didn't buy the whole paper and didn't read the whole article, and shame on them. But it was, I think a lot of people thought, how can that be that we are 68 out of 88, only 20 from the bottom, when all these sort of things are going on?
Well, and so remember, or if there are really good things going on that, and it sounds like there's a lot to celebrate in Marion County, that continue building on that momentum, and that's that type of hard work and collaboration and engagement among the community is what will, over time, increase your length of life and quality of life. I would also just bring up, and because it's important to remember, you know, so these are ranks, and ranks change for a couple of reasons. First, it could be because Marion County experienced health gains or losses. Other counties around you can experience gains or losses. So if everybody in Ohio improves equally, nobody's rank would change.
How can we do that? If we're on the air in Marion County right now, what are some of the things we can do?
Yeah, so I would say, and it sounds like it's happening, you know, use the rankings as a starting point, not an ending point to a conversation, and strengthen and continue to build those strong partnerships. And, you know, if the Y is the place where people are going, maybe that starts to be the hub where folks start talking about, all right, what are some of the other complex issues? How do we also start to bring in conversations that talk about some of the social and economic factors, poverty, employment, education, maybe physical environment, maybe housing, and who are the partners that need to be a part of those conversations? It sounds like, you know, there's already some great folks doing that in Marion County, and maybe it's just connecting the dots to continue and build on this great momentum that you've been sharing with me.
So when we look at this, just for people out there, what did rank? Who ranked last on the list in Ohio?
In Ohio.
Yeah, who was first and who was last?
So Adams ranked the lowest at 88, and Delaware ranked the highest.
Now that's interesting because so Delaware is number one.
Mm-hmm.
And Delaware is about 20 minutes from here. And that's interesting. But it's funny because Delaware, I think their population has increased because of their proximity to Columbus. But just in, they don't have a lot of premature deaths is the takeaway from this.
Let me pop over and look. So the premature death rate in Delaware is lower. It's, in 2017, it was 4,100 years of potential life lost per 100,000 people.
And it's interesting how close somebody can be to something and be such a big disparaging rates just because of county lines. That's interesting. In your, just your professional opinion, like I say, we are very close to Delaware County. Marion mm-hmm. County almost stretches right out to that. We're 68th and they're number one. You know, what would your be your 10 type reasoning for that?
I missed that last word that you said.
I said, what would be, if you were explaining that to somebody without delving deep into the exact numbers, how could it be, you know, because county lines are imaginary, that mm-hmm. we, who are very close to them, are 68th and they are number one? What would be the cause of just those imaginary lines, and what is the difference?
Yeah, well, so I think the big takeaway is, again, that the rankings show us that where we live matters. And so if the rankings are at the county level, what you're pointing to, Scott, is gaps or disparities that exist at even beyond the county level, right? So zip codes matter within counties, towns, neighborhoods can matter. And so really thinking about what opportunities exist to improve health for everyone in all communities would be my takeaway.
Two final questions, because I think these are the big two that were asked today around my circles that I were in, because we do hear about the drug problem a lot, and I think they hear about it all over Ohio and other states as well. Is there an abnormal rate of that in Marion County as opposed to the other counties? Because the numbers that I'm looking at, there are at least 20 that are worse than us, but that's not, is the drug issue, would you consider it abnormal here or just average, unfortunately, like every place else? Or is this even based in that?
Or even what?
Or is this report even based in that in any way?
What I would encourage is to look at the trend, right? So, and that was one of our key findings from this year, is that drugs are really what's driving the increase in premature death. And so it's sort of looking at both measures together in Marion County. So our drug overdose deaths increasing, as well as is the years of potential life loss also increasing, to try and explore that a little bit more.
But I guess, is it abnormal as is that a trend in the state that it's growing because of a drug problem that didn't exist maybe 20 years ago?
I think it's you know, something to work for. So, I mean, I can't speak specifically to Ohio, but, you know, it's after decades of improvement where we saw the premature death rate declining, we now across the nation see it getting worse.
Okay, and I think that's very interesting. Final question, just from a particularly media background here, because the article that everybody's sharing today, basically the headline, the font is 10 times bigger in the headline. Would you consider the headline, which you didn't write, you just did the study, we're a part of the study, Marion County Health Rankings Low, do you consider that to be an apt headline?
I mean, I think in terms of what the rankings do, which is draw attention to how counties rank within their state. So remember, the county health rankings look at the health of almost every county within every state. I think that it highlights and calls attention to where Marion County ranks. Now, I think what we've done today through conversation is share that it's much more than just about the rank, right? And so I'm really appreciative that you've invited us on to share more about that. And we'll just take a second to, again, emphasize that at countyhealthrankings.org, we do throughout have, we have not only the snapshot that people can look at all of the data behind the ranking, but also the get help buttons. And we would definitely encourage folks to reach out to us and ask more questions, because I think the rankings each year serve as this, again, starting point, not ending point to a conversation.
So would you say that headline's apt or not? Not right or wrong, just would that, if you were writing the story, would that be your headline?
It would not be my headline. I mean, so I would say something that county health rankings show that Marion County has opportunities to improve health.
Perfect. Allie, you know, this has been a fast. I really do hope you enjoyed this, because I enjoyed this tremendously.
It was wonderful.
I hope you come back in the future.
All right, Scott. Well, you guys have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you, Allie. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Very, very interesting stuff there. You know, always interesting to learn something about your own county's health. And I thank Allie for coming on. Allie Harvilla, from the organization that put together the Marion County Health Rankings that were put out today. Very interesting stuff. To be sure, we do rank 68 out of 88 counties, but now maybe you have a more interesting look at why that is. So there you have it. 740-383-9944. If you have any questions, do want to remind everybody again, because we are just 48 hours away from it. The big Classic Championship Wrestling event, Slammapalooza, takes place Saturday, April the 1st, 48 hours. Doors open at 5 p.m. Our doors open at 4 p.m. The show is at 5 p.m. Doors open at 4 p.m. Show's at 5 p.m. at the Labor Union Local 574, located at 1585 Harding Highway East. That's right across the street from Harding High School and right next to the Speedway here in Marion. You cannot miss it. First 100 people to make that $10 donation to the WWGH Education Fund get free pizza and dessert thanks to our supporter Domino's Pizza. Main event, champion Bobo Brazil Jr. puts the title on the line against the mystery man, who we do think's the Puerto Rican Bull, a man from Steubenville, over 6 foot 5 inches tall, over 300 pounds, managed by legend Big Bully Busick, over 40 years in the wrestling business. Can you believe that? That's the Bully. And the co-main event right now is up in the air, and we don't know why, so we got to get some light shed on this, because it will be a Steubenville street fight with Dick the Bruiser Jr. He's definitely coming to Marion. We heard from him earlier on in the program. But Mr. Hughes, one of our former heavyweight champions, managed by Big Bully Busick, something's going on. Well, who are we going to go to figure out the answer to that? I hate to turn up the microphone, because I know here it comes. Big Bully Busick, WWE legend, best mustache. Bully, what is going on with your man?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Scott Spears, I'm not a happy camper. I'm not a happy camper because of this, of the things you Tackett, Bongo, all you guys are pulling. This is the second time you've managed to throw a kink in the works about getting my guys up to that show.
Confirm or deny, is Mr. Hughes going to be there Saturday?
He will not be there Saturday.
Okay, why?
For the simple fact that it was a double booking. When you had me sign that contract, I realized that I didn't realize that I also had him booked at another location.
Okay.
And my contracts were off the table. And you can rest assured, I'm not happy about this because I wanted to beat the snot out of Bruiser Jr.
I'm so glad you said that, Bully, because Mr. Hughes, I knew it had to be something with you. I knew you were cooking the books, and that's now we know. Mr. Hughes, you double booked him because you look at everything. That's that crooked line from Crooked Steubenville, and this is that Crooked Steubenville street fight. Bruiser was on earlier on, and he said he'd be happy to have you jump in there in his place. I mean, I know you're retired, but it probably wouldn't take long for him to put the Duke over on you.
Oh, what are you... You know what, Stu? I'll jump back in the ring when you get in the ring with me. How about that?
See, you always want to work over an announcer, just like a true bully.
Yeah, of course.
I was just relaying the message.
You were just aggravating. You were stirring the pot like you always do.
I was just relaying the message, but okay. So Mr. Hughes is double booked. He will not be there. The Steubenville street fight's going to happen. We definitely are going to have Bruiser Jr. Now, what I've understood, confirm or deny, and I know it's hard for you to do that, to tell the truth, but what I understand is now this has been turned in to a bit of a three-way altercation, and that it could be a man who also doesn't like you, by the way, Insane Wayne, over 400 pounds, just released from, you know, what I'm going to call a mental hospital. I don't know exactly what they call them these days, but just days ago, released from a mental hospital, over 400 pounds, carrying his Elmo doll, will now be entered in that, and you have formed some kind of pact with the diet guru. Is that true?
Slim Pickens.
Not Pickens, Trimmins.
Right, that's what I said.
He doesn't play music. Shouldn't you know the guy's name when you manage him?
I do know his name.
So
it's
you...
It's a little friendly joke between he and I.
And I also understand...
He sings such a lovely tune with his diets and nutrition, I give him the nickname of Slim Pickens.
Well, I understand that the winner of that match will now possibly earn a title shot against the winner of the main event that night between Bobo Jr. and your mystery man. Is that also correct?
You rest one thing assured. I'm taking that heavyweight championship title one way or another, and it may be sooner and it may be later, but whatever it is, you can rest assured that Big Bully Busick will have that championship belt in his stable.
Okay, well, that's awful interesting, but I don't see that happening.
That's not awful interesting. It's excitingly interesting.
It's excitingly interesting. Well, Saturday night's going to be exciting. There's no doubt about it. Union Hall, right over on Route 309, right across from Harding High School, right next door to the Speedway. But my
question... Do you know what an adjective is?
Yes, I do.
Tell the people what an adjective is, because you evidently don't know.
It's a descriptive word.
So, isn't excitingly better than awful?
Well, it's better depending on who you are, but everything you're involved with,
it's always exciting.
And always awful in a way because of your trickery and
there
your
you
conniving.
Go. In a way. You're always throwing curves.
Well, I'm telling the truth.
This Saturday, when we pull into that event, tell them where it's going to be again.
It's going to be at the Union Hall on Route 309, right next door to the Speedway, right across the street from the Harding High School, 5 p.m. start time, $10 donation to the WWGH Education Fund, doors open at 4.
And tell them who's bringing the pizza.
Domino's Pizza, our great supporter.
And tell them that I get in line first.
You're not getting any pizza. I've told you this time and time and time again. But now, Bully, here's my question. We only have a few more minutes to talk here before the big event, but haven't you made a mistake here in this Steubenville street fight? Because Insane Wayne doesn't like you. Dick the Bruiser doesn't like you at all. So even if you get Slim Trimmins in that match, it could turn into a two-on-one situation. I mean, you're on the floor, but what help are you at this point, being in your retirement? 40 years in the wrestling business. Billy Red Lions won't be there to help you that night.
Billy Red Lions was the first match I ever wrestled.
Tough man. He went on to become an announcer.
Pittsburgh Civic Arena, by the way.
1977, from what I understand.
In give or take a year, I don't quite remember. That was a few 24 hours ago, Scott Spears.
did you get the Duke over Billy Red?
I did not. I got the Duke right on top of my head, is what I got.
Kind of like Saturday night.
Well, yeah, 40 years later, there's a lot more experience involved and a lot more know-how. See, you ask Bingo Brazil, you ask Bruiser, and tell them to be truthful. Are they really, really not concerned about what Big Bully Busick has up his sleeves?
I don't know. I know that while, let's say, for example, that Insane Wayne is working over Slim Trimmons. Okay, let's say that happened. Now, what's that going to leave Dick the Bruiser to do? I mean, you'll be running around there, I assume, shooting off your mouth like you normally do. What if he, in a Steubenville street fight, he can come right out there and deck you and not get disqualified? Conversely,
And guess what? Vice versa. Speaking about shooting your mouth off, if anybody's going to shoot their mouth off, it's you. And if Bruiser or Goof Insane Wayne with that gecko doll, what do you call
Elmo
it?
Elmo doll. Elmo.
If he comes walking around with that, I might just, it's all, like Mike Tyson says, it's all fun and games until somebody gets punched in the face.
Now, explain this to me. Please explain this to me. I also had some rumblings, because I think you're trying to get to Insane Wayne, because you know he's not quite right. Do I also understand you have a special...
Wait, what did you say? He's not what?
He's not quite right. He's not wrapped too tight.
Not quite right? The man is a full bubble off a level.
Okay, so my question is I heard that you have a presentation for Insane Wayne that night. You have something to give to him. Is that true?
I do.
Trying to bribe him, Bully. Trying to bribe him. Because you want Dick the Bruiser, right? You know Dick the Bruiser. You've accused him of stealing your cigars. You don't like the man. He wants a piece of you. There's a lot of animosity there that dates back, I think, several years. And whatever's going to happen Saturday night, I think you want Insane Wayne and Slim Trimmons and yourself, because I know you just can't stop yourself from getting involved.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I owe Bruiser anyway from the last time he put his hands on me. So Bruiser, when these people come down there, it may be the last time they see Bruiser Jr. because I may just have something in store for him.
See, I know you're going to get...
And ain't going to be giving him a cigar either.
And you're not putting your attention on Bobo Jr., who is your heavyweight title match that night. You're not even paying attention. He's bringing those coconuts, and Insane Wayne's going to be in his corner.
When Steubenville gets hold of this guy, he's going to wish he was back in Detroit, sitting in the back seat of that Lincoln, drinking that wine.
I'll tell you what, folks, it's Saturday night. Basically, it's the battle of Benton Harbor versus Steubenville, as I see it. Benton Harbor versus Steubenville. Maybe we'll make Bobo Brazil Jr. the special referee for that Steubenville street fight. How about that?
You're going to make him the referee?
Yeah, unbiased referee, because we need somebody in that. I don't know if referee Ron, that's going to be a hard-hitting match. You know, Bobo, he wouldn't take anything from somebody.
What if I become the referee?
You? The referee for a match with your men involved? That's insane.
I'm
going
to call the High Athletic Commission, and I'm gonna talk to Bernie about you because you're a little shaky.
Bernie's on medical. He said you send him some of that Steubenville pizza, and he hasn't been right since. He's at home.
Best pizza in the world.
Oh, my goodness. Saturday night, Benton Harbor versus Steubenville, folks. You're not going to want to miss that. Have there ever been two referees for a match? You know what, Bully? I know you're lawyers. You're shaky. You might try to get something in there. This Steubenville street fight could be something for the ages.
I'll see you Saturday, Scott Spears. And all you fans, you come out there, enjoy some of that great Domino's pizza, and come out there and enjoy and support this educational drive. If you don't, I'm coming and taking your lunch money.
My goodness, Saturday night, folks, don't miss it. Bully Busick will be there. And for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
But that time, This time I think I'll deliver one of those big chops and wake him up a little bit and let him know that Steubenville's not the place to go.
Bobo Brazil against my mystery man out of Steubenville. Oh, Bobo, you're going to wish you were back in Benton Harbor next to the Speed and Go drinking that lousy water up there in Michigan. That's all I can tell you.
In a Steubenville street fight in which anything goes, Dick the Bruiser Jr. will go one-on-one with WWE legend Mr. Hughes with Big Bully Busick in his corner.
Bruiser, I'm calling the Marion police, and I'm having them come in and check, because when I went into my traveling bag, I pulled out my traveling humidor, and the Bruiser got into my cigars, and he took some of my cigars, which made me very unhappy.
Well, I can't wait. It's going to be these two guys are the two toughest guys in the world. They're two of the best wrestlers. So right in that ring, you have three of the greatest wrestlers in the world. It's going to be the toughest match of my life, that's for sure. You know, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to seeing all my Bruiser buddies there. This kind of match is right up my alley. I'm going to show them who the bully is. It's going to be Bruiser.
Do you realize that this event could be booked at WrestleMania? That match is so big.
Plus many more matches. Don't miss it, Saturday, April 1st. Programming on WWGH Radio is supported by the Central Ohio Farmers Co-op for propane delivery, serving our residential and farming communities in the Central Ohio area since 1989. Telephone number 1-800-HEAT-GAS.
Vic's Inside and Outside Window Cleaning and Home Repair, telephone number 740-816-2481, residential and commercial, licensed, bonded, and insured, is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road, telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hello again, everybody. This is Harry Carey, and you know, celebrities, current events, and the best in talk, weekdays from 12:10 until 2 p.m. right here on WWGH